When you are experiencing any problems in life, you are living in your human relationship to yourself. When you are experiencing solutions in your life, you're living in your divine pathway. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, the Absolute Monastery, and all sorts of good things here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. When you are experiencing healing needs in your life, you are working on your human level. When you are experiencing wholeness, you're working on your divine level. Now, if you want to have healing from the human point of view, you speak your treatment again and again and again. I'm whole and perfect. 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 I like me. I live. I am what? I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. And that's good. It works fine. But if you're going to work on your divine level, then anyone know what you say?
It is done.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I am. It is done. Not I am whole and perfect, or I'm going to be, or I want to be, but it is done. Now, do you believe that it is done? When you know it is done, then it is done. And it's not a matter of wanting to believe. It's a matter of right down to the bottom of your feet. You know that it is so. Now, I give a test, and I've mentioned this often before. San Francisco is south of San Diego. When you believe to the bottom of your feet that San Diego is north of San Francisco, when you know that 100%, then you can do anything. Then it is done for you, because you are not bothered by appearances. As long as you're bothered by appearances, then you are dealing on the human level. As simple as that. Now you say, well, Herb, San Francisco is not south of San Diego. Well, why not? Why not? I can take the map and I can cut out San Francisco and paste it in south of San Diego, and I can say, there it is, it's south of San Diego. Well, but you can't do that. I can do anything I want to do. I'm the creator of my world. Now, do I want to do that? Maybe, maybe not. I am doing that merely as an exercise. What sort of exercises do you have in school? You learn mathematical tables when you're in school, so that you can use mathematics as a principle in your life. You learn, doctors go to school. What do doctors learn in school, medical doctors? They learn all about the body, and then they learn how the body doesn't function right. And then they expect to heal people and help them make the body function right when they learn how it doesn't function right. Wouldn't it be wonderful if in medical school they would teach the doctors how a perfectly operating, functioning body was? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they would teach them what is the natural functioning of the body and what is the natural activity within the body to have it function properly? If I say to anybody, I want to punch you in the nose, pow! You see, your first, you get tense and you turn off all your glands and you mess yourself up. If I say, oh, Roland, you are the most intelligent, fantastic, glorious man on the face of the earth. He stands there beaming, yes, you got me right there. You got me right there. And you see, what happens? Roland is perfect health. Perfect health. He's not going to think bad thoughts while he is being praised for being absolutely fantastic, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the same with Rex. When he comes along here and he gets a petting, he minds perfectly. When he doesn't get petting, then he goes out and looks for petting or mischief. But he usually looks just for petting, and he's wonderful at that. Now, we are the masters of our life. We are the ones who put into control all the things that we wish to experience in our world. Now, what do you want to experience in your world? What do you want to experience? Whatever you want to experience, talk about it. Whatever you want to experience, think about it. Believe it. Take San Francisco and cut it out of your map, and then go to another map and paste it south of San Diego and see how it feels. See how it feels having the Golden Gate Bridge there. See how it feels having San Diego north of San Francisco and San Francisco sticking down into Mexico. Wouldn't that shake up the Mexicans? Boy, They'd say, we accept. We accept. And we'll even sell you the land, and so you can have San Francisco back in the United States. But you're putting it in Mexico. That's great. Now, did you think of that?
Can you make a copy? I like it up there, too.
Yeah. Well, we should build a little longer. We should cut up to Santa Maria your place. And so, huh? What?
I like it to be there. You can make a copy. That's okay.
Oh, I see. Gregor is saying you may make a duplicate of it and stick it down there, but leave the original up north because he likes it there.
That's right.
Well, now, who is going to win in this discussion?
You both.
Yeah. Isn't she an easy one? We both will win.
That's right.
Why will we both succeed?
Because we're both right.
Now, you see, Gregory didn't say how many copies to make. Wouldn't it be nice to take a copy of San Francisco and stick it on Catalina Island? Huh? Wouldn't it be nice to take a copy of San Francisco and put it in the middle of Japan? Just right next to Tokyo? Or maybe out in the ocean there? Wouldn't that be something? My goodness, what would happen to San Francisco and what would happen to Tokyo? Or shove Hong Kong off to the sides, or Singapore off to the side, put it in the middle. Wouldn't that be something? My good, you know how big San Francisco is? San Francisco, the city, is the entire county. It's a lot of land. And then it includes a lot of bay, too. Of course, Oakland would have to go along, too, because it would be kind of sad with its bridges sticking out over nothing. You know. So, you know, like Gregor says, take what you want, but make a duplicate. Now, I'm saying this in sort of a non-serious form, but that's a very serious form. Whenever you feel that you're going to treat, whenever you feel that you're going to create a new world for yourself, then you think in that line, unless you want to do a lot of work. If you want to be a human, you take off your good clothes and put on your coveralls, your jeans, and you go to work. If you're going to be divine, snap your finger and it's done. Can that happen to you? Yes.
Yes.
It is merely a matter of how well you've learned to snap your finger. Right, Stefan?
Right.
How well have you learned to snap your finger?
That's well.
That's all. Snap our fingers. Lovely. Okay. Now, you know how many times you snapped your finger? You know how many times you duplicated San Francisco? But that's not a joke. Because these things are just as real as they are real. Now, if I put San Francisco south of San Diego, you wouldn't know that it ever was not there, you know? There would not be a big hole where San Francisco was up north. It would just be meadowlands. But you wouldn't know that San Francisco wasn't always south of San Diego. And these are how these things happen. When you have spiritual healing, you never know that you were sick. When you deal with yourself on your absolute level, on your what kind of level?
Divine.
On your divine level. When you deal on your divine level, what happens? You never know, you never remember that it was ever any different. Now, isn't that terrific? That's what the Absolute Philosopher says, and that's what the Absolute Philosopher says to you today. Have a lovely day, and I love you. I love you. I love you.